Welcome back to The Coffee Tour with Sean and Allie.
Whether you're a seasoned coffee professional or simply a coffee enjoyer, we would like to invite you to relax, take a sip, and enjoy. And welcome back to The Coffee Tour with Sean and Allie.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Allie. What do we have today, Sean?
So today, we're going to be talking about a few meta topics, I guess.
We're going to debrief. So this is the official announcement of the end of season one of The Coffee Tour.
With Sean and Allie.
Right. I forget that that's the full name.
Right.
So we're going to kind of, we've hit a slight lull, I think is the best way to put it. And we're going to cap this lull with the end of season one, take a couple weeks off, and figure out our new game plan going forward.
Right. So yeah, twofold in this episode. We're going to do a retrospect on the journey up to this point, what we've liked and disliked and kind of things of that nature. And then hopefully we can maybe talk about what are plans for possibly season two, hopefully season two or something like that going forward. So
yeah. All right. So to debrief this first season, first, it feels weird to call it a season.
Right.
Because we're kind of capping it in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, it's not a seasonal season.
But it's not a seasonal. It's not a year. It's just a season of our life.
Yeah. I would say, I think both you and I kind of hit, you know, a lot of things in our schedules have changed and all that stuff. Like, I just had a baby and we're dealing with that and all that stuff. So it feels like a different season for me.
Season of our lives,
yeah.
I personally have loved the podcast. I love what we're talking about. I think we've developed the concept of the podcast really well. We have been reaching out to people, obviously, for reviews over time.
Mm-hmm.
We want feedback because obviously, just starting a podcast, there's going to be kinks. There's going to be issues. Yeah. Everything is not perfect. And we've received some pretty solid feedback.
Right.
I think some of the biggest ones are audio issues. And we have been battling audio issues.
Hopefully you notice a change. If you notice a change, then we've done our job. We made some recent developments in the audio field, but obviously there could be more improvement.
We're sitting in a closet. We're doing this for you. So we've been progressively working on the audio. That is neither of our personal fortes, which is why it has taken quite a while to get to that point.
Yeah.
And I think working on the topics and the concepts is kind of where we hit the lull to end season one. We know the general stance, the premise.
Yeah.
We have been reaching out and trying to find interviews. You know, it's difficult when we don't have like a presence going on.
For sure.
But it's definitely still a goal.
Yeah, I was thinking just the same thing. Like, I really liked our hook at we say it at the beginning of each episode before we actually jump into the episode, this whole idea of wanting to connect the different people along the chain of coffee and kind of just getting perspective all across the board of coffee. And I really like that, but I feel like it's hard to find all that nuance, and ideally we would be doing interviews with like everyone in every sect of the coffee industry, but that's hard to do. And I feel like up until this point, one of our goals was to launch an episode every week, and I feel like the quality of our episodes are hit and miss because sometimes we don't have the energy or the time to put together a high quality episode. Like earlier on, we would prepare and research, and that had a lot of information in the episode, and I like that. But I also like later in the season when we got a bit more personal. We kind of, like, made it a bit more loose and not as structured, and it felt more like a conversation as far as you and I go. So,
yeah, and that was another one of our big feedback topics, was that in general we needed to loosen up, not feel, I don't know, have a little more energy, I guess, was kind of right. The way it was phrased. And I think a lot of that can go back to just, this is kind of new. It feels weird saying it's new. We're on like our 23rd week.
So yeah, something like that.
But it's still new. I mean, we've never done anything like this before. We don't publicly speak.
Yeah.
And just in general, talking about coffee is an interesting subject matter to go off of. I think it flows a little less than if we were to just talk about our lives.
Yeah, I would say that, like, it's one step above a generic podcast, like you said, just people talking in a room or in a closet. like the fact that we're a coffee podcast kind of puts it up a degree, because people who like coffee are probably thinking, oh, I love coffee, I want to listen to a coffee podcast. But, like, I feel like we still need to take it a step further. We can't just be a coffee podcast. We have to, like, something I've always been thinking of, we should feel like we're going somewhere. Like, you and I and the audience should be approaching some sort of goal, whether that be a knowledge breakthrough or some, I don't know, it should be leading somewhere and not just floating aimlessly in the sphere of coffee.
Yes. And I don't know, I like to really focus on the over the bar, like, customer versus barista. I think the episodes where we have differing opinions on something are the most important ones.
For sure.
If I can walk away from an episode and feel like I learned something from you, I think that it's been a good episode. Because that means everybody that listens that is a coffee consumer is probably walking away feeling like they learned something.
Yeah.
I think we hit the divide, and I don't know, this is feedback I've gotten from some people I've had that listen to the podcast, is if we get too informational, anybody that's a consumer gets lost.
For sure.
That's not for them. But if we're too loosey-goosey about it and we're just kind of being funny, we kind of start to lose the coffee professionals.
Right.
The people that care a lot about coffee.
Yeah, I felt that too. Yeah, and I've noticed earlier in the season, I had my head in the clouds with all, like, my barista knowledge, and I realized that that's not practical to a lot of people, like you said. And, yeah, it's somewhere in the middle. Like, it's hard to find out what that middle is.
And we've had some good episodes for that, specifically our interviews.
Yeah, I really like all the interviews we did.
Interviews are interesting to both parties. Generally, your interview is not going to have technical knowledge. But if they're a coffee professional to any degree, they care about it enough to be talking about something that's important for somebody to listen to. So I noticed those really hit the mark for me. I think we need to pare down on a way to talk about coffee shops.
Like a different, rather than a review.
Yeah, kind of like a review, but maybe a more structured review. It just, I don't know, we come in, we talk about it, but if you're not in St. Louis and you're never going to visit the shop, it feels unimportant. And then I did notice after we visited so many, it felt like we were saying very similar things.
Yeah, I had a thought about that too. And I got some feedback from one of my friends about our reviews in particular. And he was saying that it'd be kind of interesting if you could take the viewer into the shop as realistically as you could and maybe get sound bites, maybe get more engrossing descriptions of what it actually looks like and smells like. Like you said, make it less informational. Don't be like, this is a 5 out of 5 star shop. Like, Google Maps can tell you that. But what a podcast can do that Google Maps can't is maybe take you inside this coffee shop that is either, you know, across the city, across the world, and maybe give you a slice of what experience that coffee shop is trying to deliver.
Yeah, because there's a TikTok couple, this creator couple, and they go around and rank coffee shops in St. Louis.
I think I might know them.
I think they go by the Caffeinated Couple. They have been to La Finca multiple times.
Right.
So you probably do know them.
Yeah.
What they do is done extremely well. Because they kind of give their rating out of a few different categories and take some short snippet videos and show the cute drinks they got, and then they move on. And I feel like that kind of review is clean and concise, and that's why it's really hard to do a full podcast review.
For sure.
Because at what point would you talk about? It almost feels like we need to tack something on or have, like, specific questions we go through. Have it be more structured without being weirdly structured.
Gotcha.
That's kind of the issue with a lot of our stuff, is we need it to be structured to an extent, but not too structured.
Right. I definitely hear what you're saying about, like, the structure. Like, without, you know, patterns, like, we don't know what we're actually doing, really. But I also want to represent this other side of, like, it needs to be aesthetic, too. Like, I feel like podcasts are about storytelling and mm-hmm. about usage of words and like, the maybe even, like, emotions behind stories that you tell and stuff like that. And I feel like that needs to be represented, too. And I think that's what that TikTok couple has found, too. You know, it's like the pictures and the aesthetics bring it to life as well. Yes. Yeah, I think there's two sides to that.
The aesthetics really are it.
Right.
I've been trying to nail down that Instagram aesthetic, and it's hard.
Because I guess, if I'm being more direct, I almost disagree with the structure thing. Because I feel like...
Okay.
I feel like I said, there are other places you can go to get structure about the quality of coffee, or like you can find a lot of information online about a shop, but you can't necessarily easily find the experiential end of a local coffee shop online. Like, and I feel like when people are, like, when you're looking for a coffee shop to go to, you're going to want an atmosphere. That's usually why you go to a coffee shop. Like, you can get coffee kind of anywhere mm-hmm. nowadays. So, sorry, I'm on my soapbox right now.
Go for it.
Yeah, my soapbox is, like, what really matters to listeners is getting enough of a slice of what it's like to be somewhere to know if they want to actually go there.
Yes. And also, enough of a slice of it that you feel like you're there if you're never going to go.
True. Yeah, very true. For those who can't go.
Because who knows where the listener is at.
You're right.
I agree. I like the concept of recording it in the shop. I think that will end up being more of a mental barrier for us feeling comfortable enough to do that. I don't know. Something I run into a lot when we're doing things like the reviews is just running out of things to say.
Yeah.
And maybe that means our podcast episodes are shorter.
I'm fine with that, too. I'm open to that.
And maybe that means, I don't know, I guess where I come with structure in my brain there is more just having an idea of what the heck we're going to say in case we run out of things to say.
Yeah.
But cutting it short also works. If we don't have anything to say, maybe we just shouldn't say it.
So if I could theory craft a particular format for, like, a coffee shop visit,
mm-hmm.
Would it be weird for you or I to, like, almost script up, type up, like, a little blurb about what it was like going there, kind of, like, describing the aesthetics and describing the experience? We read that, maybe it takes a few minutes, and then we see if there's anything we missed, and that's it.
Like a little story.
Like a little story.
That could be cute. I kind of like
it. With a focus on the aesthetics and the
I thought you were about to say that we should, like, role play or do some weird skit or something.
I'm open to that. What do you mean?
Allie walks in the door. Sean and Allie walk up to the counter. And then you play the barista. What would you like to order today? I don't think we should do that. I think that would be terrible.
No, that's all right.
I thought that's where you were going for a second.
No, that's all right. I'm more talking about, like,
an ASMR episode of just coffee noises.
Uh-huh.
That was an idea once.
That was an idea. That was on the list.
I still don't know how I feel about it, but it'd be fun and interesting. And that is something I'm interested in, too, is maybe some of our... Maybe we don't do weekly episodes. Maybe we do project-based things.
Okay.
Maybe we make a few ASMR episodes that are fun and coffee-related and release them kind of back-to-back.
I like that. I like clumps, because I feel... that's something I picked up on. People listen in clumps. You know, they... we could do, like, an experiment, like a coffee ASMR 4 episodes or whatever. We could do going to all the shops in St. Louis, 8 episodes. We could do interviewing everyone we could possibly find, whatever episodes.
And having it kind of be project-based instead of week-based. So you would, like, we're going to do interviewing coffee professionals in a clump, and so we collect like 5 of them and we interview them and we record and we put a little bit more time and effort into that, and maybe that takes us over a month to do. Maybe that takes us 2 whole months to collect the people, prepare, get the recordings done, and then we can release quality episodes. And that way what we're releasing is more quality instead of on a direct schedule.
For sure. Yeah, I think we definitely need to lean away from this, like, just put something out type attitude. But I know I've worked on projects in the past where there's, like, a perfectionist attitude and then nothing ever gets posted. So, once again, it's in the middle of those two extremes. And that's something we would have to watch out for.
Yeah, I definitely push the every week thing because that is generally how I've seen podcasts done.
Yeah.
I can't really think of any podcasts, at least not the ones I listen to, that are like project-based releases. But I know a lot of YouTube channels that run like that. So I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't know. I do also think if we did more project-based things, that would open the doors a little more to maybe delving into the YouTube space, different things like that.
Based on whatever project we're doing, it might look different. So, like, maybe one project needs video. Like, let's say we're doing a project on how to make coffee. You're going to need video. Like, we tried to do, like, a pour-over guide thing, but it felt a little off to me because it's like they can't see what I'm doing, and it's so hard to describe things like that.
And that's something I've been thinking about for a while. Based on the pour over, is also we had talked about making latte art and how you can practice making it without coffee. And in my mind, I envision this YouTube video with all of our, not all, but some of our friends attempting to make latte art for the first time. And I think it'd be really funny to see you running around trying to teach people that have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, if we... And I don't want to get rid of the podcast space.
For sure.
Become something else.
Yeah.
It would more work in tandem. Something like that could really only exist in a YouTube space, though. Mm-hmm. Unless we... I guess podcast with video is an option.
Yeah.
So it could exist here, but it would be more of a video situation.
Gotcha.
I
think if you paired the project-based approach with our idea from a few minutes ago where the episodes might be shorter, they might be more to the point, and they might be kind of basic, it could work. So if our project is comparing, like you said, talking to different coffee professionals, if the interviews are pretty straightforward, easy to for us to do logistically, they don't take too much time, then I think it's feasible. But if we try and bite off more than we can chew with that project, then that's when I start getting nervous.
Because then you're just afraid we'll never put anything out again.
Right. I mean, in my days, I've done projects where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make a whole video game. It's going to be like Skyrim, dude. And then you're like 2 years in and you're like, I haven't even started.
I do feel like we need to put a cap to our projects, or at least if we're working on a large one, have a smaller one happening at the same time.
Okay.
So if we did want to do something really grand, we can have that going, but we can also be doing something way smaller, like coffee ASMR.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm really excited to brainstorm these specific things over the next few weeks and kind of figure out where we're coming from. And I think we'll, I don't know, I'm coming up with this on the spot, so you can agree or disagree.
Okay,
but I feel like
sure.
when we come back, we'll probably do an episode similar to this.
Yeah.
Given the game plan.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Because I don't know that we'll come back and immediately have some project finished. Maybe we will. I'm not speaking for future us, because we have not made these decisions.
Yeah.
We agreed not to talk about it before this episode, so that we could talk
right.
during the episode.
And it's been quite an episode. I like it so far.
I like where we're going. So yeah, you'll hear from us when you hear from us.
For sure. I will bring it back to one thing. When we started, you kind of pitched to me this whole idea of launch now, adjust later.
Yes.
And I feel like we're actually doing that. So and it's seldom that you actually, half a year later, are doing what you said you would do, you know, half a year ago. At least from my perspective, I hardly ever stick to my own sayings.
I am proud of us.
Yeah.
You had a baby.
Yeah.
There is a small human in the other room.
Yeah.
And we are still recording a podcast.
Yeah, it's quite a miracle. And I feel like if there's anything I've learned from this so far is that saying is pretty dang good. Like, so if anyone out there is trying to start, you know, a podcast or a project or something like that, that approach of just start it, make it really dumb, like just do whatever comes to mind,
mm-hmm.
and then
stick
later,
to it.
Yeah, stick to it, just see it out for a little bit, and then you'll know the adjustments. Like, the adjustments came naturally to us. We know what we got to fix, and we'll go ahead and fix it. But if we got in our own heads and we were trying to come up with the best episode we possibly could for our launch episode, we probably wouldn't have had it out by now.
No, it still wouldn't have started.
Right.
No, and I think that start now, adjust later is exactly what we're doing right now. This is the adjust later.
Right, yeah.
Every single week is not working for us, but it wasn't because it was every week. I think if we would have pushed to every other week, it would have had the same issue. And the issue is the schedule. At least that's the issue I'm seeing right now. So I think we just need to regroup.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, do we have a coffee-goer recommendation?
Oh my gosh.
Of the however long it is till we see you again.
Yeah, in case it's a little bit, I want to leave it off with something nice. Is a black cup of coffee a bad idea?
No, but it has to be a good cup of coffee. No yeah. Folgers.
Yeah, just whatever is your favorite. I know we've had black coffee be like the coffee go recommendation for a while, but that's because it's the classic.
And there's so many different black coffees.
Exactly.
But yes, pick your favorite. If it is Folgers, we'll get over it. You can have that.
Yeah, we'll be forgiving.
All right. Well, I'm not going to end off with our ending, mostly because I don't have it pulled up.
Yeah.
But hit us up on Instagram if you have thoughts, comments, reviews, anything that you want us to consider before we restart. And even if you don't have anything you want us to reconsider, you can still follow us there and it'll make me happy.
For sure. Yeah, it's like we say, coffee is a conversation. It involves you as the listeners, so we'd love that feedback. But yeah, until we post again.
Until next time.
Good coffee drinking.